Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the psalm, Psalm 76, verses 1 through 6. It's our psalm today. It's a psalm of Asaph, again, written by one of David's choir directors. Asaph wrote, and this was a song that was sung, "God is renowned in Judah, in Israel. His name is great. His tent is in Salem, his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the flashing arrows, the shields and swords, the weapons of war. You are radiant in light, more majestic than the mountains, rich with game. The valiant, they lie plundered. They sleep their last sleep. Not one of the warriors can lift his hands. At your rebuke, God of Jacob, both horse and chariot lie still." It was time to sing a song of victory. Time to rejoice and be glad that this is the day the Lord has made and given to you. God is at work. He has sustained you. He's provided for you the roof over your head, the food that you're going to eat today, all given to you by God because He's on your side and He's fighting for you. Asaph, the writer of this song, proclaimed the greatness of God who lived among his people and fought for them. The enemy's most powerful weapon of war were no match for the God of Jacob. He broke to pieces flashing arrows, shields, and swords. With his word alone, he rendered the horse and the chariot ineffective. So today, sing a song of victory. There'll be more battles tomorrow. More enemies will come with their swagger, but thank God for today. He is at work in your life. He's a constant sustainer and provider. He will always give you everything you need to do what He's calling you to do. Thank God for His victory today. Father, our prayers too often are filled with a list of requests, but today we want to thank You for who You are and how You work in our lives. Thank You for homes that keep us warm. Thank You for provisions of daily nourishment. Keep us looking toward You. May we always be encouraged by Your work in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.